There ain't no darkness like it. You watch that little speck of light at the entrance get smaller and smaller. And the air smells dead. And all the sounds change. You hear your heart pounding. Hear the blood running through your veins. And you go deeper and it gets cold. Sometimes your light will go out and you're alone and you're numb and it's so dark. You touch yourself, but you can't tell if it's flesh you feel or just a dream of it. As if you've gone and died down there, and it's just a dream of being alive.
Ain't the biggest night, think I'll call him daylight. And I call him once with a little song.
These picks and shovels are to be considered on loan from the Stone Mountain Coal Company. Their cost will be deducted from your first month's pay. If you say, "No, sir, I ain't a dying in here," and you walk away, they'll stick you down in some damn puddle with a 2-foot seam and no air to breathe. You can't mine no coal like that. They're just pushing a man to where it can't go no further.
Oh, he's got nothing on. Comes naked with the dawn.
Use of the washhouse, 75 cents a month. Medical doctor provided by the company, $2 a month. Then they raise the prices at the company store the same damn week they lower the tonnage rate.
What's to keep y'all from jacking up them prices in your store? Name? Johnson. They call me Few Clothes.
Not once and now, not twice. The moon is sacrificed. The one that they call daylight.
Your pay will be issued in company script, redeemable for goods and services at the Stone Mountain Company store. The first thing we gotta do is have all of these niggers and all of these dagos that come in here to take our jobs thrown out of the mine. If we show them, we just as soon blow up their damn minds to see them work a bunch of scabs, then they're gonna listen.
Now do you know me? one and all. Glad be to call daylight.
It were 1920 in the Southwest field and things was tough. The miners was trying to bring in the union to West Virginia, and the coal operators and their gun thugs was set on keeping them out. 45,000 colored immigrants had migrated west from Virginia and the Carolinas, north from Alabama and Mississippi. Them was hand-loading days. They paid you by the ton, and they didn't care no more for a man than they done for a draft mule. Them was hard people. Your coal miners then, they wasn't nobody you wanted to cross. So push come to shove, and pretty soon we had us a war down there in Mingo County, which in them days was known as Bloody Mingo. And that's where it all come to a head. There on Tug Fork in the town.
When do we get to make one? You don't want to get out there, mister. It ain't nothing but crazy people.
Joe Kinahan was a union organizer, trying to bring the union out to all those that needed help, putting the spirit into them.
Mama!
Mrs. Radner?
Mama!
My name is Joe Kinahan. I'm gonna be in town a bit, and your place here was recommended.
Are you with the company? Mama! It's Hillard! They bust his nose! Them scabs done it, Mama! Up the line a mile. They was colored this time, and they bust Hillard's nose! Well, I ain't a doctor, Danny.
You got any ice? Fetch me a couple chunks. I ain't a doctor neither, but I seen my share of broken noses. You just point it up to the air there, buddy, like you're watching the clouds. We'll get that bleeding stopped. Say what?
He said he got his licks in. Seems to be all the men around here care about. Wives and kids starving, but as long as they get their licks in. Look it, mister. You ain't a doctor. You ain't with the company. What do you do?
He says he's the fella the union promised us.
Oh, yeah?
You prove it. Who wrote the Iron Heel? Where's Joe Hill buried? Which eye is Big Bull Haywood missing? And how'd Frank Little die?
Jack London. All over the world, they scattered his ashes. Left Eye. And, Butte, Montana. They hung Frank Little from a railroad trestle.
Well, if you're a spy, you sure know your stuff.
C.E. Lively.
This is my restaurant. Joe. Kinahan. Well, fellas are waiting.
Mine's hell! They got them in our houses! Them scabs are sitting at our tables right now, sleeping in our beds, while we're living out under a piece of canvas at the back of the holler.
Now, I've had this restaurant for a few years, but I've been a union man my whole life. And I know the story with these coal operators and their gun thugs. The only thing they understand is the bad end of a bullet.
Shh! Someone's a-coming.
I got union. Business, a business with the union. They call me Few Clothes. And I didn't come here looking for no trouble. The man got to eat, and they told us there was jobs here.
Go on, nigger, damn scab.
You watch your mouth, Peckerwood. I've been called nigger, and I can't help that, the way white folks is. But I ain't never been called no scab, and I ain't starting up now. I go ton for ton loading coal with any man in here. And when I do, I expect the same dollar for the same work.
You get out of my place alive, son, and you'll be doing pretty good for yourself.
Union men my ass. You want to be treated like men? You want to be treated fair? Well, you ain't men to that coal company. You're equipment. Like a shovel or a gondola car or a hunk of wood brace. They'll use you till they wear you out or break you down, or you're buried under some slate fall, and then they'll get a new one. And they don't care what color it is or where it comes from. You think this man's your enemy? Huh? This is a worker. Any union keeps this man out. Ain't a union, it's a damn club. They got you fighting white against colored, native against foreign, holler against holler. When you know there ain't but two sides in this world. Them that work and them that don't. You work. They don't. That's all you got to know about the enemy. Man, you say you got guns. Well, I know all of you are brave men, and I know you could shoot it out with the company if you had to, but the coal company don't want this union. The state government don't want it. The federal government don't want it, and all of them are just a-waiting for an excuse to come down here and crush us to nothing. Well, how can we shut the mines down if we don't dynamite them? The men walk out. All of them. And every man that walks out of his own steam, we take into the union. Deal? All the Dagos and all the color? That's what a union is, fellas. You better get used to it.
Are you with me now? I'm working like a mule. And I'm pulling slow on a rain. I can barely feel. If you could come to me, if you could take away my mind, if you could fill me up like an empty cup, that would be fine. That'll be fine. Ooh, la, 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 la.
Well, what do we got here? We brought you some food. Mama stole it from the company. Quiet, Danny. Ooh, la, la, la. You people are crazy, you know. You ain't never gonna win this thing.
Oh, no. And what are you helping us for?
I got work to do.
No turquoise jewelry, no. Don't bury me in silver. Don't. No, when I die, the earth is my bride. Give me a dark and shady hole. So are you with me now? I'm working like a mule. Eventually, I'll be set free. That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Joe really began to bring the men together. We moved out into Mingo County then, spreading the word about the union. Joe said there was a new day a-coming. Sometimes I could just about see it. But it was dangerous living for a union man. and you didn't dare turn your back.
They's evicting in town. It's the Baldwins.
Name's Bill Hickey, and this here is Tom Driggs. You're carrying out some evictions for Stone Mountain Coal Company. Stone Mountain holds the deeds to these houses, and you people are trespassing on private property, company property. You signed a contract stating you wasn't going to join no unions. And now,
you, Baldwin Phelps Detective Agency.
That's right. Presently employed by Stone Mountain Coal Company. We got letters from Mr. Turley of Stone Mountain and our boss, Mr. Thomas Phelps. You the law here?
Yeah. Sid Hatfield. And I've met your Mr. Phelps.
Well then, we don't have any problem.